Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents In Search of the Common Good, Christian Fidelity in a Fractured World, by Jake Meter. Forward by Timothy Keller. Narrated by Jim Dennison. These are only hints and guesses, hints followed by guesses, and the rest is prayer, observance, discipline, thought, and action. The hint half-guessed, the gift half-understood, is incarnation. T.S. Eliot, The Dry Salvages. Christians should confess their faith in the natural order as the good creation of God. To do this is to acknowledge that there are limits to the employment of technique and limits to the appropriateness of our making. These limits will not be taught us by compassion, but only by the understanding of what God has made, and by a discovery that it is complete, whole, and satisfying. Oliver O'Donovan, Begotten or Made. I ask all of you, dear brothers and sisters, to view these things that are happening in our historical moment with a spirit of hope, generosity, and sacrifice. If we illuminate with Christian hope our intense longings for justice and peace and all that is good, then we can be sure that no one dies forever. If we have imbued our work with a sense of great faith, love of God, and hope for humanity, then all our endeavors will lead to the splendid crown that is the sure reward for the work of sowing truth, justice, love, and goodness. Our work does not remain here. It is gathered and purified by the Spirit of God and returned to us as a reward. Oscar Romero, The Scandal of Redemption. The way of life out of and toward communion with God is achieved in the world itself through which we know Him. Luther's idea that God is ever present in masks and mummeries surrounding us on all sides rules out any attempt by man to narrow down reality to manageable proportions. God is everywhere, and vocation, calling, is arriving from every direction and in all sorts of ways. Peter Escalante, Philosophy as a Way of Life, Reforming the Quest for Wisdom. Forward, Timothy Keller. I have been an ordained minister for nearly 45 years. When I entered the ministry, most of the divisions in the church seemed to be doctrinal. There were controversies about the charismatic gifts and Pentecostalism, about the end times and the second coming of Christ, about predestination and free will, about the meaning of baptism and the Lord's Supper. I entered a Presbyterian denomination in which there was a high degree of consensus on all those issues. Yet today, my church, like so many others, is sharply divided, despite the fact that its ministers can agree on a very long and detailed doctrinal statement, the Westminster Standards. So why all the conflict? It's not as much over doctrine as over what our relationship to the culture should be. And as I look around, I see the same division roiling Christian denominations and organizations everywhere. When my adult lifetime began, our society was one where most people felt some social pressure to attend church. It was also one in which much of historic Christian morality was assumed, respected, or at least understood.